You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is TMRHAGT in parentheses IRT09. And this is Samantha.
And Lauren.
And yeah, we're about to start our show.
Second show ever.
Yeah.
So exciting. I'm excited.
Very exciting.
We got some good jams for you today.
Yeah, so we're first going to start off with Scared to Be Lonely by Martin Garrix and Dua Lipa.
Right? Yeah, it's a little bit of, it's, I wouldn't say it's EDM, but it's like some electronic fun music we got.
All right, well, here we go. Okay, so we're having some difficulties. For some reason, when we click the computer button, it's not loading. So Lauren's going to try to plug it into her phone to make it work. Sorry about the delay. Yeah, so today's Ash Wednesday. I don't know if anyone went to get their ashes today. I did. It rained a lot. The sky looks really pretty, but I'm afraid it's going to be like a hot rain. Sorry, Lauren's trying to fix it.
See if we can play it. Oh, hold on, let me shuffle. Oh. Wrong one, sorry. Wrong phone playlist.
Okay, so Lauren doesn't know how to use her phone either, so that's another issue in itself. I don't know, Lauren.
I don't know. Why does it say only week one?
Oh, Lauren.
I don't have my playlist updated yet.
I don't know, Lauren. We're really sorry. Really, really, really sorry. And I told Lauren I was nervous, and she was like, "Ah, why? Okay, clearly why. This is why."
Wait, is there? Maybe we can. You have your laptop on you?
Yes, I do have my laptop on me.
Okay. Let's see where's the laptop.
Okay, we're really sorry about this. This is terrible. I don't know what else to talk about. Like, I can't, like Lauren's not even talking back to me, so I can't even have conversation or, like, make jokes or, like, play 20 questions or something. I don't know.
All right, fun fact about me. Sam doesn't, no, my boyfriend got me a duck, and
my
roommate is embarrassed that I own this duck. For no reason, I don't know why, and I had it in the window because, you know, it gets lonely, and, like, I just wanted to, like, sit out there and, you know, watch the sun set and rise, you know, because I'm not there to cuddle with it all the time. Like, I got somebody.
You lock it in a cage. That's basically what you're telling me. You lock it like Rapunzel up in a tower.
It's fine. I can't be there all the time to comfort it. So
to comfort.
Sometimes you just gotta. Improvise, you know? All right, so we got it pulled up on our laptop.
If it works.
Hopefully it'll work.
Okay, let's try take two. Okay, so now we're going to try again. Same song, Scared to Be Lonely. Again, so sorry. Let's see if this works. Okay.
It's aux two.
On each other, couldn't stand to be far apart. Closer the better. Now we're picking fights.
And we're back.
That was Sunset Lover by Petite Biscuit. I've listened to that for a while. Like, not like, like, it's more of my more recent songs that I've found, but
can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Why?
There's no work. Like, well, what was it?
It doesn't just music isn't just about the words. It's about the instrumentals. It's about the beats. It's more than just, it's about the feelings. Like, does that brought out emotions in me?
Is that why you have such an attachment to stuffed animals?
No. By the way, my duck is a stuffed animal. Thank you, Jess
for pointing that out.
It is a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
I have.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
She has six or so on her bed.
So?
I'm just saying.
They like to cuddle with me. I get lonely at night, okay?
Okay, keep in mind, even when her boyfriend's there, she still has the stuffed animals with her. So, Patrick, step it up. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so we're going to play our next song, which is Sweater Weather. Again, third Lauren pick in a row.
Yes.
So, she's going through right now.
It's by The Neighborhood. An oldie. Definitely, it was really, really popular when it came out.
I've heard of it. I think Jessica used to watch it. Listen to it.
All the time on the radio. Like, I don't know how many years ago it came out. And it was like, I loved it at first. And then, like,
just got
sick of it.
Yeah.
But then I rediscovered it recently.
Really? Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So we're going to test that out. Okay.
Cause it's too cold. what you're doing. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are. What you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up. Baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up. Faking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are. What you are, baby. Womanizer, woman, womanizer. You're a womanizer, oh, womanizer, oh. You're a womanizer, baby.
We're back.
That was Womanizer by the ever so wonderful Britney Spears. She's always a classic.
Her older stuff is always a classic. I don't think nowadays I'm as big of a fan. Like nowadays when she comes out slacking. She comes out with new stuff and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, she just needs to relate more to the people who were listening to her back when she was younger.
That's true.
To grow up with the people, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Like, she's trying too hard to relate to younger people. Like, I don't know. I don't think it works as well.
Yeah, I was a big fan of this album, though. I liked If You Seek Amy was another good one. I would start singing, but people would laugh at me. If You Seek Amy, Circus,
yeah,
another good one, yeah. Another classic. From the same kind of
Toxic.
Album. Toxic, yes, but that's older.
That's older?
Than this album?
Yeah.
Well, right. Like her original stuff, like Hit Me Won't. Yeah, and like stuff like that. But
Hit Me, Baby.
Yeah. all classics, but gotta love her. Yeah. Even when she shaved her head, you know? I still find it amazing that she is related to Jamie Lynn Spears.
I didn't realize that for the longest time. It took me so long to figure that out.
I think I realized that when she got pregnant.
When who got pregnant, Jamie?
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh.
You didn't know she got pregnant?
No, I know she got pregnant. That's why she left Zoe 101.
Yeah, I know.
That was the worst.
I know. It's
the,
like,
that's the real worst.
The role model we were supposed to have.
That was the worst.
The role model we were supposed to have. She gets pregnant at 16.
I lived for Zoe 101.
It was great. I loved it.
It was so good.
When they had the finale and Chase comes back. Ugh. It was fate.
Yeah. That was the best.
Yeah. All right. So probably should play our next song.
Probably.
All right. So we're going to play When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls.
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. And I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanting to know what your name is. When I was younger, I would say, when I grow up, I wanna be famous, I wanna be a star, I wanna be in movies. When I grow up, I wanna see the world, drive nice cars, I wanna have movies. When I grow up, be on TV, people know me, be on magazine. When I grow up, fresh and clean, number one chick when I step out on the scene. Be careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get hurt. You just might get hurt. You just might get hurt.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of way.
Okay, and that was How to Save a Life by The Fray. That was my choice. I was a big fan of that song. I liked Chasing Cars with that, like that whole genre. That was when I was a big fan of Chris Daughtry. I've never said this story. Oh my God, I can't believe she just groaned. This is the reason. Okay, now I have to talk about it. This is the reason I stopped watching American Idol. Basically, Chris Daughtry got out fifth place. He should have won. Who hears about Taylor Hicks? No one. No one cares about Taylor Hicks.
Who cares about American Idol?
At the time, it was big, Lauren. At the time, it was big. I don't know why you're criticizing it. I'm sure you watched it when you were younger.
Maybe, like, once or twice.
Okay, whatever. Sure. This is when, like, Paul Abdul was still there. Like, this is when it was the real deal.
It was Simon Cowell that made the show.
Okay, he was there, too. But, yeah, Chris Daughtry lost, and that made me lose all respect for the show. I was just over it. I couldn't believe it. This man should have won. He became more famous than all the other ones, so... Yeah.
You haven't watched an episode of American Idol since?
Not really. After that season, not really. I've maybe
no
seen
one else has either.
All right. I mean, like, I listen to the winners, like David Cook, David Archuleta, but like after those two, I don't know who really else won.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Heard about it through like the media and things like that, but nothing really specific.
All right. So we're gonna do a little PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Something very near and dear to my heart. Animals. All types of animals. Pets.
Stuffed ones. Fake ones.
Real ones. I want a puppy. Mom, dad, can we please get a
shout
puppy?
Shout out.
Shout out.
Mom, I do not want a puppy, so stop thinking about it.
All right, so this is a little PSA about shelter pets. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters?
Aww.
Yeah, so sad. However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show the enthusiasm of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and shelterpetproject.org.
What if they bite you?
They don't. If you're nice to them, they won't bite you.
Yeah, but some are, like, abused and then, like...
Yeah, it takes time. You gotta, like, slowly build that bond. And, you know, when you go to the shelter, you get, like... You meet all different types of dogs or cats or whatever type of animal. And, you know, some...
Something shouts to you.
Fits better into your personality or your type of family, depending on your needs, you know?
Right, of course.
Go adopt.
Okay.
It's important.
All right, so now we're going to listen to Halo by Beyonce. Yeah. Huge fan of this song.
A huge fan of Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's my woman.
I know. I mean, this song is probably one of her only older songs that I really listen to.
Okay, that's fair.
This song and If I Were a Boy. Mm-hmm. I listened to that one as well. So, yeah. Here we go.
No. tonight that we're not fighting? Could it be that we have been this way before? I know you don't think that I am trying. I know you're wearing thin down to the core. But hold your breath, because tonight we'll I always swore to you I'd never fall apart. You always thought that I was stronger. I may have failed, but I have loved you from the start. Oh, but hold your breath, because tonight change my mind, or I won't live to see another day. I swear it's true, because a girl like you is impossible to find. Tonight will be the night.
And we're back. So that was Ball For You by Secondhand Serenade. I've actually known that song for a pretty long time, but not that many people know it.
I didn't know it by the name, but once I heard it, I was like, yeah, I've heard this song before.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, soft, melodic song. Yeah,
I would definitely say so.
So we have another PSA for you. This one is about funny habits. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly to those things we call cell phones? Or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? True. But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and shelterpetproject.org. More about pets and adoption, you know? It's important.
I see that.
I'm just trying to reiterate the message of adopting a pet. Because, you know, a pet really makes a home, in my opinion.
Okay, do you have a pet in your home, Lauren?
No. I did at one point. Never any dogs. Thank you, Mom. That's for you. We've never had a dog. But I've had other things, like hamsters. Hmm. Her name was Lily. I had a lizard once. Her name was Sandra.
Why?
Why a lizard?
Yeah, why a lizard?
Oh, they're so cute. They just, like, crawl up on your arm. She was adorable. She was a really great pet.
You're real weird.
I've had other pets, too. I've had fish. Not very good at taking care of fish. I don't know. It's just so hard to clean the tank, and then it's just they're just a real pain.
My mom's boyfriend Jerry, big fish guy.
He's like a big tank.
He's a big tank, yeah. And then he has a smaller tank where he has the little babies growing.
Yeah, they're nice, but like, I need more personal interaction with the pet, you know? It needs to touch me. I can't touch the fish. That's just weird.
Lauren likes affection. I need affection. All right. So our next song is Good Girls by 5 Seconds of Summer. I must say, this is probably one of my only, like, really good songs that I think 5 Seconds of Summer has. I don't know why, but I'm a big fan.
All right.
Well, all right.
We'll see.
Here we go.
She's a good girl, she's daddy's favorite. He's safer Harvard, he knows she'll make it. She's good at school, she's never truant. She can speak French, I think she's fluent. Cause every night she studies hard in her room. At least that's what parents assume. But she sneaks out the window to meet with her boyfriend. Here's what she told me the time that I caught him. She said to me, forget what. No.
All right, and that was Umbrella with Rihanna and Jay-Z.
Featuring Jay-Z,
sorry.
Can't forget him.
Yeah, I can't forget, of course not. So I think we're going to wrap up our show now because we're almost at 7. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is TMRHAGT, parentheses IR209. And I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
And hopefully you'll listen next week. With our last song, we'll play a potential breakup song by Allie and AJ.